Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right. We're back. We're back. Okay. And I'm happy to be back. I don't know why, but after that prognosis now, I feel better already. I'm already going to start on the Cartavite program in addition to what I've been doing. So we need it because I see a lot of battles ahead here, Ted, and I see what's happening across the land. And, you know, the Christian people, the people that really have been asleep most of the time, except for the few of us that aren't, are beginning to really get a message. And I have to say, though not all, many are starting to see that they've been kept in the dark, and in some cases by their own evangelical leaders, and now they're finding out that all is being thrown at them. The gauntlet is down. And now, and this year particularly now, they are beginning to arm themselves with the education they need to defeat these measures, as you've said, Ted. So,
yes, I think
thank goodness for that.
That's absolutely right. I got a call this morning from my liaison in the religious right, the former grassroots executive director for Alan Keyes, a guy at...
Mm-hmm. I think we lost him. Did we? Well, you know, he's been having phone problems and website problems because of all his success, I believe. Let's see if we can... We'll get him back. He's not going to disappear. Not now. Not with that Guy Adams statement. No relation to me, Rick Adams. We're going to get Ted right back. How's that? See if we can reconnect with him. We only got another couple of minutes before the break, so we should have the next 5 minutes to connect. I want to hear what he has to say about today and his communications with Guy and how this man is a liaison to the evangelical community. I'm telling you, between he and some of the key figures that we've been talking about in this community, there has been a spreading of the word. I'm getting emails now from people that have had no contact with Ted Pike, who have other organizations, even the some of the people involved in the Border Patrol issue, are now circulating petitions to call and yell and rant and rave at these congressmen and women not to allow this hate crimes bill to go through. Any bill is too dangerous at this particular time. It is absolutely frightening. Yes, Ted, as you were saying about Guy Adams and your call with him.
Well, I wish I could have directed that. Somebody told me the lightning bolt hit your facility or something.
Well, maybe, yeah, because we've been having a lot of bad weather down in the area where the studio is. Go ahead.
I wish I could send one of those to Pelosi's office or something.
Maybe we can arrange that, huh?
Yes. Where were we now?
Well, you were talking about Guy Adams and your call.
Adams, okay. Yes, he told me this morning that he got 20 different articles and alerts from Christian New Right organizations,
mm-hmm.
his email. And as I say, he's been working tirelessly and is quite elated at the massive response. He sends out my alerts to something like 9,000 preferred email subscribers gleaned from the New Right. And there's just an uprising, more than I can even mention, of organizations in the New Right which are now seeing the opportunity, seeing the threat, getting educated real fast. A few of them are Tony Perkins, includes Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council. They're doing excellent research. They have a nice, very professional website up, and talk about a little more in just a minute.
Sure. When we come back, 3 minutes, we'll have plenty of time to talk and more time to talk to you as well. Ted Pike, my guest, Rick Adams, will be right back with more on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
And we are back now with Ted Pike. And, Ted, as you were indicating, please continue with the interesting communications you've been having lately.
Yes, the new right organizations that are opposing the hate bill are springing up right and left. One of the most outstanding is Family Research Council, led by Tony Perkins. He's a close associate with Dobson and American Family Association and so on. And they're putting out a very, very professional website with impeccable documentation. And just between you and me, I can see quite a bit of my influence in some of their writings and phraseology, which is the way it should be. They've all obviously come to truthteller.org and gone through my commentary on the hate bill, which is there. This is just wonderful. And on the other hand, People for the American Way has just launched a big smear against us all on their website.
Well, that's
heartening.
And they
are attacking Tony Perkins, attacking Janet Folger. They're attacking me and others, including Michael Markovich. They are saying that he has contrived his a phony scenario for what happened in Philadelphia a couple of years ago. They're saying that these two old grannies that were arrested and thrown in jail were actually very, very wild in provoking the police.
You can see it. Absolutely. They were packing pistols. They were arming themselves with some dangerous, machinery, swords and rifles. Goodness knows, they might have even been part of Al-Qaeda.
Well,
oh, absolutely.
That's the picture. They're giving the impression at People for the American Way that These women had to be restrained by force, and unfortunately, these Christians were behaving in such a...
Oh, Christians are known for that, yes, especially Christians, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But, yeah, they're taking on us all. What's kind of lining up here is that there are leaders among the evangelicals. I think Janet Folger is the leading the charge with truly passionate zeal. She's a firebrand Bearcat on the radio, a top flight talk show host. And I've been on with a couple times with her, but she's showing the kind of passion and repeated emphasis, drama, to vivify the hate crimes threat to the evangelicals. I'm very thankful for that. I'm a little weary of some of these kind of sound bites that come out of these big, respectable New Right organizations. She's doing the Paul Revere thing. She's saying the hate bill is coming and proclaiming it from the highest place she possibly can. And she also writes for WorldNet Daily and is putting excellent articles in there. And by the way, WorldNet Daily is continuing to be faithful in the writing good articles, especially Bob Unruh. This goes to literally millions and millions of people. Well, WorldNet Daily, of course, is the biggest online newspaper and is a favorite of readers from the religious right. They recently had a good article there notifying about the upcoming hate bill crisis in the House, and I was extensively quoted at the end of the article. So, yes, the New Right is letting its voice be known, and, of course, I've been almost constantly on the radio this last week, many, many programs. I think this is I have three here just this evening. And the reports we're getting from callers to Congress is that, in fact, I have queried members of Congress when I've called in protesting the hate bill. And they say the calls are really heavy, and they're all in favor of, against the hate bill. And so if we can just keep calling in there and overwhelming them, I believe that's our very best chance. Now, on the opposite point of view, the fact is that we are extremely outvoted in the House of Representatives. Of course, there are 34 more Democrats in the House than there are Republicans. That's a very relatively huge margin. And then there's at least a couple dozen Republicans who are voting for the hate bill. So we would literally have to convert at least 30 of that contingent over to opposition to the hate bill just to be even. Now,
that's not without the realm of possibility.
Well, that's true. If the people of America speak loudly enough,
sure.
It may be a great deal of the Republicans will come over, and even a few Democrats will think independently. It's maybe a little long shot for the Democrats to change, but the important thing is to keep those calls going in. I think we'll find out soon enough what is going to happen in the House of Representatives.
That's true, Ted. And,
yeah.
You know, let me just interject that in addition, you know, we've been getting people like, for instance, Matthew Staver of the Liberty Council,
yeah.
Groups like that, and people who are involved with the Minutemen organization, Border Watch, who are spreading also the opposition to what is being done, particularly aimed at Christians, and the use of the so-called gay agenda to try to accomplish this nasty goal of prosecuting people for their thoughts, for their expressions, and for their opinions to be heard, whether it be on the subject of homosexuality or on the subject particularly of criticizing Israel, for instance, which we know is increasing every day.
Uh-huh.
And so there are people who would probably not even agree with much of what I say or what you say, but they realize the danger in this bill and these bills that have surfaced and how they're going to be used against all of us, regardless of what our viewpoint is.
Right. Well, I would think that some of these New Right leaders and organizations would relax a little bit, bend a little bit, and start asking to appear on some of the programs of alternative talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fact of the matter is that the audiences of alternative talk radio are of a much higher concentration of activists than you get in a general evangelical audience.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on some pretty huge evangelical programs on Salem Broadcasting and so on, And I don't get anything compared to the response I get out of alternative talk radio. In fact, just a couple days ago, I was on with Wiley Drake on a relatively small talk, the Crusade Network, I believe it is. But anyway, Janet Folger was on there, and a representative of Liberty Council, Staver's organization, were on there, too. And I just think they ought to come over. We ought to begin to mingle a little bit here. We may disagree on Zionism, but I think more and more, there's no doubt about it, that my e-alerts are being watched and read by all of these leaders now, and they view me very clearly as the one who has gone before and kind of the old master here on hate crimes theory and the threat and history and so on. And they're all coming to my website, and they don't want to be associate too closely with me, you know, because of my stand on radical Judaism and Israel and so on. But they realize that they kind of invented the wheel here as far as pre-digesting this message, the simple threat and concepts of hate crimes legislation. And what we're finding is more and more articles are coming out all the time, every day, as they are galvanizing their ranks, their troops, to call in and make their voice heard. In a nutshell, I think we've had a tremendous upsurge of concern and activism among the members of the House of Representatives, that is, the Republicans, against the hate bill. And I believe that this tactic of sending in literally thousands of my hate crimes flyer, which is at truthtellers.org, to these legislative aides, these highly influential legislative aides, has worked to percolate in the back rooms of the House office buildings to get these people thinking originally, becoming aware of what has happened around the world, especially in Canada and Europe, where Christians and free speech advocates have lost their freedoms. Now, the question is it too late? Is all this education and enlightenment of no avail since the Democrats are in control? Well, I just have to believe God is also in control. And if we can, by the way, tomorrow is National Day of Prayer. And our family, as you probably know, has had a vested interest in bringing
your
back
father.
To earth. And my dad, we flew an old airplane all around the country in 1980, dramatizing the need for National Day of Prayer, and it was pivotal in getting that reestablished. But if we can unite a national prayer and repentance and humbling ourselves before God tomorrow, along with those calls, it may be that the bill won't be brought before the House tomorrow because of so much legislation that seems to already be on the docket there. But that's another reason to just keep those calls going in to the House until we get some kind of resolution there, and then full force against the Senate. I'm already telling people, recommending that they split up their efforts so that we can bombard the Senate also this week. You see, I've been calling offices like Senator Gordon Smith, who is one of the great promoters
champions
of the hate bill.
Yeah.
And what I'm finding is that they're actively beginning to get their coalition, get their numbers, and so on. And they very very well may have the necessary 60 or even as many as 65 votes necessary to pass the hate bill in the Senate. But what I've done, if people want to come to truthtellers.org this evening, they will find the 14 Republicans who voted for the hate bill several years ago in 2004. You'll find those listed there. Now, what we've got to do is we've got to concentrate our firepower on getting about six of those to renege on that and come back over into the Republican fold and vote against the hate bill. If we can do that, we will have smashed the hate bill in the Senate. Now, as I mentioned earlier, we've got, you know, you'd have to have at least 30 conversions in the House of Representatives, but in the Senate, you only need about six of them, maybe even less, to come back over and see the light and reality.
Sure. Okay, we'll pursue this with you. When we come back from the break, we'll invite callers with a question or comment. Jump aboard. A word of encouragement is certainly warranted. 1-800-313-3131. 9443. Ted Pike with an update tonight on the program. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we are back, and we're going to take some calls, Ted. I was just noting that Abe Foxman of the ADL is now upset with one of his own buddies in the neocon talk radio movement, Glenn Beck, because Beck has been comparing efforts to raise awareness about global warming to Hitler's plan to exterminate Jews during the Holocaust, saying that his remarks are part of a troubling epidemic on the airwaves where comparisons to Hitler and the Holocaust are becoming all too facile. My goodness, you know, there's only one people that count and only one extermination that counts, and that is us. And how dare anyone discuss any other group or any other issue and talk about them as if they were important.
Yeah.
This is horrible. Well, anyway, see, I say this because this is the sort of thing which they, the ADL types, are perpetuating. They're perpetuating a racism and a bigotry, and what they consider to be, real bigotry is opposition to their own bigotry.
That's right. You know, before we get any callers, I might just comment on that.
Yeah, we do have callers. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, there's a strong tendency of these people to overextend themselves,
mm-hmm.
to become too confident, to move too fast. Remember back when Hillary and Bill Clinton got in office, They were so jubilant that the liberal, democratic, communist, Marxists were now in the White House that they began to ram through unprecedented rights for homosexuals in the military. Remember that?
I sure do. One of them was from Rhode Island.
Yeah, and there was
Ira Magaziner.
Yeah, the American people said, no, that's way too fast for us. You know, slow down. And even the Clintons admitted that they got too taken away with communizing America. At that period, it was a strategic blunder. And I think what's going on right now, if I can sense the mood of the country, at least the religious right, is they are really quite shocked at the way the Democrats are unyieldingly voting as a block. Like, for example, here in the Oregon legislature, just absolutely scorning and mocking the overwhelming consensus of the American people. We had a referendum here in Oregon about homosexuality, and the people spoke out overwhelmingly against it, and yet these liberal Democrats almost fiendishly delight in mocking and ignoring the people, and they're pushing hardcore homosexuality, gay rights, same-sex marriages, all this stuff down our throats. Now, they think they can get away with it. They think they have the power, they have the majority, they have the votes, and so on. But I think if they continue to do this on the federal level tomorrow, and they mock this overwhelming calling of the people of America in protesting the hate bill, what it could do is to sour the American people against the Democratic agenda for the presidential elections, which are coming up. And it could really tarnish the attempts by the Democrats to have the ultimate coup, which is taking over the White House. And so what we have to be aware of here is that evil has a tendency to overextend itself, to bite off more than it can chew, and inevitably it kind of gags on its own ambitions, and there can be a real reaction as people go to the other extreme. And what I think is people like Hillary Clinton, Obama, others are so radical, so left-wing, that if they are identified with this dictatorship of the left in Congress too much, the hate bill and all of this kind of thing, that the American people are going to sense that something is terribly wrong with the Democratic leadership, and they may totally reject it next time around for the presidency.
Well, pride does cometh before the fall.
Yeah.
And, you know, the scriptures do indicate that hard is the way of the wicked, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, also, let me just mention one more thing. I was talking at length with a judiciary specialist in Senator Gordon Smith's office this week.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually wanting to stiffen this hate bill even more. The hate bill, which was introduced into the judiciary 10 or 12 days ago, they are saying they're not content with that. They're already back in the back rooms on the drawing boards adding more to the hate bill.
Well, now, see, that's good, because that's ammunition against it. That's proving the point you've been making.
Yeah. Well, I think what they think is they have the House and the Senate so locked up now that they can make a wish list out of this new hate bill with even more
Hey, Ted, if this keeps up, they may even put your name in that bill. They'll call it Let's Attack and Jail Ted Pike Act. I mean, this is how desperate some of them will get.
Sure.
You know, I mean, let's face it. What they're doing is proving your point, and that is that they're not going to stop with just a simple hate bill once they get that enacted.
Yeah, that's right.
They're going to keep adding to it, and they're going to keep using it. The judges and the prosecutors are going to keep adding to it and using it so that we'll all be under attack. And that's the whole point. That's the whole point of the bill.
I think already this is developing, creating kind of a frenzy in the new right. And as I was mentioning earlier, there's like mushrooms after a rainstorm. These new right organizations are now sprouting up opposing the hate bill.
Well, amen. Good things are happening here along the way. We'll be right back. Let's take some calls. 1-800-313-9443. What you've been doing lately? You've been doing your part? Tell us. We'll be right back. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Ted Pike, my guest.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
All right, we're back now. And, you know, just as an aside with our previous program, thank you, Don Wiskin from Cartivite. He said that because of the program we just did, you know, Ted, that his daily average web hits tonight have doubled. So he said, we do have a good following. Indeed, we do. Wonderful. Even the politicians are listening.
Yes.
Especially the politicians. So, Ted, you're reaching out tonight, your voice, to goodness knows how many hundreds of thousands of people, but you are reaching out and you have made a difference and you have been anointed by the Father for this purpose, I believe. So,
amen. Yes, I am. I'm living by faith and walking according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit as I speak.
You are. Yes.
Every time I go on a program, I ask for his guidance and
yes.
anointing on my speech.
Well, we have to put him first. You know, we can't give people the impression that we're fighting, you know, a fleshy battle.
That's
here,
right.
Because we're never going to win any fleshy battle. We have
no.
to put on the whole armor.
That's right. Just before I forget,
yes.
also do have a list at truthtellers.org
mm-hmm.
of members of the Senate. We're talking about Republicans
Absolutely.
In the Senate
yes.
who are kind of in the middle.
Yes.
Who are not willing to make a public statement either for
or against the hate bell. Mm-hmm. And I have those listed at Truth Tellers as well. There's about 17 of them. The important thing this week, I believe, is to, of course, call the your House members in the House, but also call those crucial 14 members who did vote for the hate bill in 2004, but also call these extra 17 and let them know that you will not stand for a bill that establishes a federal hate crimes bureaucracy taking away free speech.
And let's give the number now. This is toll-free now. 877-851-6437. And 866-220-0044. Or if you can't get through on the toll-free line, if there's a problem, call the toll line 202-225-3121. Okay? Very good. Let's take a call, Ted. 800-313-9443. Gary in Tennessee, I believe, is on the line. Hello, Gary.
Yeah, I got to lighten it up a little bit and poke a little fun at the preacher man here. He said something tonight earlier that just about rolled me off the couch. He said something about querying someone.
Uh-huh.
And I figured, being the topic we're talking about, that would be a bad choice of words in the future if that law gets passed. Maybe you want to substitute the word asking. I've been doing a little research on a document I'm working on, and I've lined up the legislation that's happened during the Clinton and Bush administrations. It looks to me like there's two nails left to put into the constitutional coffin, hate crimes legislation being one of them. Third one's going to be an assault weapons bill that they're going to push on. And then I got to thinking, well, what I got left? And I got to thinking, I looked up there on the shelf, and there's a King James Bible right below. It was a 12-gauge shotgun, and I figured that'd be the only two things left. And then I had a flashback of my youth, and the Reverend might get a kick out of this. I had a relative back in the Lincoln log cabin days that built six Methodist churches in central and southern Illinois, and he rode the circuit. And I could just see him sitting there on the saddle with a King James Bible in one hand and a double barrel shotgun in the other one.
Yeah.
So that's all the fun I got for you tonight.
Well, good. We need a little comic relief from all of this, but we still have to keep being serious. It's serious business, no question.
Serious, and, I can't say that word, can I, in front of the preacher?
All right, Gary, thank you.
Gary, just for your information, my great-grandfather was a Methodist circuit rider, too. Came out.
That's right, that's what they call them, circuit riders.
And so I have that Methodist blood, kind of a fighting, fiery Methodist blood in my veins as well.
Yeah, I'm in Southern Baptist country, though, here in Tennessee, so I got to watch my step. I'll see you later. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. There's hope even for the Baptists, I'm afraid. Yes, indeed. Ted, I want to read some of the names before we continue with the calls. I want to read some of the names of the senators. I think we should give our listeners an idea of who they are, the 17 that you've mentioned, okay? And these are the so-called fence straddlers, people that need to hear from you right now. And in Colorado, it's Wayne Allard, right?
Uh-huh.
This is the Senate now. And we have Christopher Bond in Montana, I believe.
Missouri, I believe.
Missouri? Okay, Missouri. In Kentucky, it's Jim Bunning, is it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And North Carolina, Richard Burr. And Idaho, Michael Crapo.
Uh-huh.
And in North Carolina, Elizabeth Dole. I've heard that name before.
Yes.
And then there's Pete Domenici in New Mexico. Lindsey Graham, South Carolina. Chuck Hagel, that's Nebraska. And Kay Hutchinson, that's a familiar name in Texas. Mel Martinez in Florida. McCain, of course, in Arizona. We know where he's coming from. Pat Roberts from Kansas. John Sununu in New Hampshire. And Craig Thomas in Wyoming. That's Dick Cheney State, you know. And then there's John Thune in South Dakota and David Vitter in Louisiana.
Yeah.
So those are the 17, as you say, fence sitters. And then if they go to truthtellers.org, they can read all of the names of the others, the 14 Senate Republicans who voted for the hate bill in 2004. And they might be very well persuaded to vote no now. You know, these guys and gals just don't have any conscience of their own. They have to be prodded, and they
That's
have
right.
to be told in no uncertain terms that we will not countenance any more assaults on our liberties in our nation, any more rape of our Constitution. We expect them to uphold their oath of office.
That's
and
right.
We have to make it a no-compromise situation. Like you said, no hate bill. No hate bill is acceptable, certainly not at the federal level. Now, having said that, Ted, I know that you have been talking about what's going on in the state levels as well now to keep our eyes on that.
That's right. Well, you know, my friend Guy Adams told me today that some of these big mega churches in Illinois, they have 25,000 parishioners in those churches.
Uh-huh.
Now, we've got to make it clear that it's not just I who won't vote for you next time, but my friends, my church, my club, my organization, everybody in my sphere of influence is going to boycott your campaign next time. Now, you just think of how what a slim margin of victory Bush had in getting to into the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And these numbers do count with these politicians. And the truth of the matter is they have no loyalty to the homosexuals. They have no loyalty to ADL beyond very, very mercenary types of loyalty. And if the people speak resoundingly, and their political careers are clearly on the line, I believe we could see some wonderful enlightenments on their part.
Amen to that. All right, let's take another call. Joe, hello. Joe, you're on the program with Ted Pike.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Ted.
Yes. Good evening.
Ted, hi, Rick. I'd like to read four verses from the Book of Joel. But before I do that, I'd like to tell you about my call to one of the congressmen in my district. The phone worker answered the phone, and I asked her to pass on this message to him. And she said, "What part of the bill do you object to? Is it just the religious?"
Yeah, that's a common refrain.
That's when I went into my thought pattern that the silence of the witness of Jesus Christ, who is the Logos or the written word become flesh. You see, Christianity is not a way of it's not a religion. It's a way of life. We have to start looking at Christianity as a way of life, not a religion. We've got to cast religion away.
Yeah.
See, people look at it as a religion.
Right.
Quote, unquote, and put it in a box.
Yes.
It's a way of life.
Mm-hmm. And what was your response when you were asked that question by her?
Well, I didn't want to make an issue out of that. I just wanted to get the message over to the senator, but...
The whole bill was objectionable, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know. And one other thing, any Zionism without Jesus Christ is false Zionism, as it is written in a place. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read from Joel chapter 2,
mm-hmm.
four verses. Now, this was written in 488 B.C., verse 15, chapter 2, verse 15 of Joel. Blow the trumpet in Zion. That's true Zion. I had the 10 tribes in the U.S. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. 16, gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and those that suck the breasts. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. 17. Let the priest, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar or your church today, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine inheritance to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say amongst the people, where is their God? And the final verse, verse 20, skip down to 20. But I will remove afar off from you the northern army and will drive him into a land barren and desolate. That word, that northern army, is 6830 in the Strong's Concordance. Somebody wants to look it up. It means the hidden army. And the hidden army is mentioned in Zephaniah, which means the hidden of Yah. And we know them on this program as the Kenites, the sons of Cain. That hidden group, Jesus referred to them as the bad figs, not the good figs.
Right.
So this is a promise that was given to us in 488 B.C., if we believe it. Now, this is where the rubber meets the road.
Yep.
Do we believe it? Now, let the rubber meet the road now and see how we become a roadrunner.
Well, this is a perfect time, Joe, to apply the words of Joel of the National Day of Prayers tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just a coincidence that it seems to be coinciding with one of the great crises in American history, where we are going to decide whether we'll become a hate crimes bureaucracy like Canada, taking away free speech, or we will stand on our principles of this republic of First Amendment rights and the rule of law, which is given to us from our Anglo-Saxon forebearers. So this is the time for the pastors, as those scriptures say, to meet with the rulers and to prostrate ourselves before God in a great day of national prayer and fasting.
And fasting.
This is what George Washington had in mind hundreds of years ago, and Lincoln during the Civil War. We're in a similar crisis today, and I just hope that enough of this threat of the hate bill has percolated into evangelical churches that we can have literally prayer meetings all around this country directed for the House of Representatives tomorrow.
Amen.
Yes, and you put it very nicely, Ted, the heritage. Let not the heritage become a reproach to the nations around us, where they would say, where is their God?
Mm-hmm.
Let him help them now.
Yeah.
Yes.
And another thing, too, when you say literally that prayer, that the prayer is important. What is it that will move mountains?
What does
the scripture say? And we can do what? Move mountains.
Yes.
Well, it's not us that does it, but it's the efforts to the Lord directed at him and to him that moves the mountains. It's a very powerful force. But as you know, prayer without action, of course, is also very meaningless. If we don't commit ourselves to action, prayer without determination, without calling, without fasting. Sometimes, we have to fast. It's for the good of the body, and it's also a symbol of trust and obedience that we can see change and we can see positive things happen, even in these days of iniquity, can't we?
Fasting and feasting, sometimes when you're fasting, you're fasting from the things of the world.
Right.
And you're feasting in the Word of God.
That's true.
You see the symmetry there, the how it goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important, the nourishment from the Word of God, so your strength, your faith is strengthened. Now, let's see these pastors. Let's see how strong their faith is. Let's see them put their money where their mouth is now.
Yes, that's right.
How strong is your faith?
Yep, the rubber will meet the road or it won't. One or the other, right, Joe?
This is actually a beautiful time because this is the test.
Mm-hmm.
This is the test to see who's real.
I believe you're right.
Who's a fraud.
That's
it. This is the time
that you just hit the nail on the head, Joe. Amen. Let them come out now. Let them come out of their prayer closets, okay?
That's it.
And let's see who the real ones are and who are the phonies.
I'll let somebody else talk.
Amen.
Guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Well, that's true, Ted, and this is a time of testing. It is. I believe that.
Yes, it is.
I believe that with all my heart.
Yes, it is. And fortunately, God always seems to favor a small contingent of people who are absolutely dedicated and obedient to him. We don't have to have a majority vote in order to do the kingdom of God's work.
That's right. It's
always a minority. It's the Gideon principle in Scripture and so on. The little boy David going out there with the great armies facing off, and he takes a small stone and sends it into the forehead of the giant. So I'm not, even though we don't have the kind of numbers which some political strategists might think we need to do this, nevertheless, as the old saying is, with God, one man is a majority.
And all things are possible.
If we can, number one, pray to God right now and pray to him tomorrow and keep in prayer the events in the House of Representatives, but also do our let our fingers do the work and pick up that phone and make those calls, not only to the House of Representatives, but to these crucial kingpin Republicans in the Senate. Also, I should say that it's very important that if you have a member of the Senate who is one of these people that we are listing
yes.
at Truth Tellers, get my hate crimes brochures to him and all of his influential legislative aides.
Good. Okay. We'll come back. Just stay with me. Ted Pike, our guest. TruthTellers.org. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We shall be right back in the final segment of tonight's program. Stay with us.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
The first step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Okay, we're back. Not too much time. And Ted, you wanted to conclude that statement of action for what we need to do?
Well, yes. It's very important that this hate crimes flyer that I have at truthtellers.org
right. mm-hmm.
continue to be broadcast. We've sent literally thousands of those into the influential 8 or 10 legislative aides to the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, the big fight has been in the House, and we've largely ignored the Senate because there was no hate bill there at the present time. Now the big opportunity, the big crisis, will be probably in the Senate, and our opportunities to defeat the bill are much more great there. So
yeah, it's a smaller body to deal with too.
That's right. And if you have come to Truth Tellers, and if you are the constituent of one of those members of the House who's either is straddling the fence
yeah.
or has voted for the hate bill, make sure to print out probably 10 or 12 of those hate bill flyers and send those in immediately to those, especially to those 8 to 10 crucial legislative aides. And if we can get some real truth and light and good argumentation and the evidences of how this kind of legislation has been abused and persecuted Christians in Canada and Europe, I believe we're going to see some fight arising, some conversions, and new light coming into the Senate that we haven't seen before. And I believe it could play a definitive part in turning around a handful of senators and shifting the balance away from the Democratic majority.
Yes, and let me repeat those numbers again. The toll-free number, 877-851-6437. Also, 866-220-0044, or the toll number at 202-225-3121. Remember those numbers. Jot them down. Send them. Email them. Call them to friends and organizations. Spread them throughout the Internet, your mailing list. You know, I have a whole bunch of people on my mailing list that I'm bombarding daily with messages on this and other legislation. So when you multiply that from one person to 10 to 20, and then they turn around and send it to 40, and then 40 becomes 100, and 100 becomes 200, now you're making an impact that, you know, the enemies of our freedom are frightened to death of. I mean, this literally scares them,
yes.
frightens them, because they know the power and influence that you have now on the Internet.
Yes. Well, we are being assaulted here with really rapid-fire attacks against freedom in both the House and the Senate. I was talking to a pro-hate bill legislative aide this week, and he told me that the powers of the Senate, Reid and the others, can move the hate bill through the judiciary very rapidly, even as early as next week.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be proactive. Yes, call your members of the House tomorrow and even other House members if you'd like, but we must not neglect the Senate. We must get those calls going in, getting those flyers going in tomorrow, Friday, and the beginning of the week to
Excellent.
Shore up our defenses against.
Yes, and we shall, and we shall continue to pray and commit ourselves to fasting and action. Ted, we're out of time. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you and or Harmony Grant in the near future. Keep us informed.
Thank you, Rick.
Amen. Thank you again. Truthtellers.org, Ted Pike, our guest. And tomorrow night, we look forward to being back again. Until that time, 9 o'clock Central, Rick Adams, good night, and God bless.
It's true.